You got an intro?
I always have an intro. But this time I don't. So
okay. This is Hack Thought Podcast, Oil Saga. What edition again? Oh, Plastic Edition. Let's do that over. This is the Hack Thought Podcast.
Okay, let's do that over. You only have two of those left, and then you'll have to go to the bonus round. In the bonus round, you'll be left with no points left, but you can earn them all back in the lightning round. The lightning round involves you dancing around like a fucking asshole. Are you ready? Here's the question coming up on the board. The board will indicate two questions. Those questions will be for you to choose. You choose one question, that question will come up on the ground. When the ground floor question comes up, you've got to pick it up. The first person to pick up the ground floor question will be eligible to participate in the bonus round, which will get them to the lightning round, which will get them their points back to earn more questions in the later round. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's do it, baby.
Okay. Go.
Burmese python.
Oh, you started doing my bit. Can you just do the intro? Can you just get us into the episode?
Okay. This is Hack Thought Podcast, Oil Saga,
yes.
Plastic Edition, Mike yes. Episode, theme song yes. by Freddie Unreal yes. of the Turnbucklers.
Check out the Turnbuckles, a very good band, my favorite band. Deepu, I've spoke of this problem before. Welcome to Hack Thought Podcast, and we're going to get into a hack thought that I am getting very annoyed about. And I've talked about it before on the show. Hack thoughts, they're thoughts that you don't think to think about. Thoughts that you one time got delivered to your house, and they had to assemble it. And so you thought, oh, I already tipped this guy online. I tipped this thought, and they'll assemble it here. But you didn't tip it, and so he didn't really assemble it fully. And that's the kind of hack thoughts we have. Thoughts that you think to ignore, thoughts that you haven't considered in a while. You can look up hack thought, by the way, on the Urban Dictionary. We are now officially immortal, so you can check out that word forever. Hack thought, one word. You can look us up there. Deepu, the sun. Let's get into it.
Yeah, I heard you have
How
a problem
do you feel
the
about
sun?
The sun?
Yeah, I heard you have a problem with the sun.
I got a big-ass problem with the sun.
It's a big-ass thing.
Let me tell you some more.
Yeah.
By the time this episode comes out, a lot of people, especially in Boston, I don't know if anyone knows about this, there's a thing called Alston Christmas. I'm now a townie in Boston. I don't go to college here. But like a beach town, we are sort of the reverse of a beach town. So students come here in the, not summer when school is out, and then they leave. They promptly leave. And there's a thing called Alston Christmas, which is the primary place where a lot of the students live, and they just leave their shit on the street because so many people move in September that it is a citywide event that so many leases start and end on September 1st that the entire city changes.
Wow. And they just leave all their extra shit in the street.
Yeah, wow. Pretty much, and people take it, and there's a huge used stuff culture here. It's interesting.
I believe it. Do you partake?
Because
do you partake?
If I don't need stuff, I don't leave my shit anywhere, so I haven't lost any stuff. There are certain words that there are certain things I find utterly racist. As I think you know, and bigotous. Demographics is one I've talked about on the show. They're racist. The word demographics. Do you know what demographics are?
Demographics are the, categorizations of people based on race, usually.
Via marketing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or financial.
You sell to certain groups of people.
Okay.
Yeah, based on their ways of life. I think it's racist. I think it's utterly, utterly racist and bigotist and prejudiced. It's insane that we allow people to do this. Well, these color people, they're really going to buy Pringles. Shut the fuck up. That's racism disguised in capitalism. Fuck you. It's so upsetting to me. And there's other racist things that I get pretty annoyed about. One of them is community when you go real estate shopping. We've been talking about community. Like neighborhood is one that I think is just when you go apartment hunting.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone mentions the neighborhood, I always think they're kind of saying something racist. Well, it's got a good neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it does. What does it mean? All places are the fucking same. Because they're certainly going to say, there's a lot of crime around here, right? So there's no need to mention it because all I'm going to do is suspect that there's crime. So all that it implies is, yes, it's a good neighborhood around here, is that you think I'll match up with the races here, which so I think it's just racist.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably racist. But, you know, it's the information people hear that makes the sale, so it's kind of the customer's fault.
No, yeah, well, they just say these things because I think people want to fucking hear them, and they don't, and they oh, it's a good neighborhood. Shut up. Either it means nothing, or it's racist. That's the thing. Either it's nonsense, and there was no need to say it, like, oh, it's a good neighborhood. What do you mean? What do you mean? The problem is that these real estate agents, they're so busy and all over the place that they just fucking talk, and you need them to be like to fight for you, and so you don't even have time to question them on this nonsense. If you're like, it's a good neighborhood. If you were really like, hey, what the fuck do you mean by that? They would be, if you have a friend who's a real estate agent, ask them, like, what do you mean by neighborhood? And they'll say, well, it has stores and people and things like, what does it mean? It means nothing. You're just saying it. You're wasting calories and the rest of our time. It's bullshit.
I mean, no, you could say a neighborhood is a good neighborhood.
Starting the episode off angry.
You could start that.
Yeah, it's a good neighborhood.
You could say a neighborhood.
What does it mean? What does it mean other than something racist?
Good school.
What does it mean?
Good facilities nearby. Good
transportation. They'll say that too. That's not what they'll say. All those things too.
Yeah.
So then what the fuck does a good neighborhood mean?
You're right. It's about the people. I'm not even going to defend it. I can't.
It's racist. It either means nothing or it's racist. So both offend me almost as much. The racism a little more, just to be so people know I'm not insane. Wasting mouth calories and my fucking brain space and having to figure out what the shit someone means by,
it's a good neighborhood. I'm Jay Leno. I'm selling you your house. Yeah, it's a good neighborhood. Yeah. I hear in the news.
Is this what you heard pitched to you from a real estate agent? Someone said this to you?
Every single goddamn fucking shit-munching real estate agent says, it's a good neighborhood.
Because they think you're some afraid loner who's, worried.
Oh, I hope there's no races here. Oh, I hope they have no... No, people, this isn't me. You do this to your life experiences. You project that people are making these things, purposefully towards you. I don't think that. I know that these things are that the experiences everyone has in life are pretty much fucking the same. And so I don't think they're personalizing it at all. I think this person has been used to, it's a hack thought over the years. They've just said, oh, it's a good neighborhood and people are literally trying to make sure they're not homeless because they're looking for a place to live. And so they're like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. They don't have the energy to say, what are you fucking talking about? It's a good neighborhood. Because no one has ever had the time to question him. They could go in there and be like, yeah, the spaghetti stays dry here. And then, because you're looking to keep a roof over your head, you'll agree with that. Oh, the spaghetti stays dry. The spaghetti stays dry. It doesn't mean anything. As long as they kept saying for the years, like, yeah, it's very dry spaghetti, it doesn't matter. They could say it for fucking years and no one would question them. Because it's either listen to this asshole or live on the street. So nobody has the energy to be like, what is he saying?
Well, what are...
And I found another...
What are definitions of a bad neighborhood to you? Are there any?
I don't know. I don't know what the word means. I refuse to know what it means. I think that these people would give you these bullshit answers and that they wouldn't really think like, hey, I probably don't need to say it. It probably means nothing. It's probably something to say. It's nonsense. It's utter, utter nonsense. And I'm sure someone will hear this and be like, no, it means this, that. Okay, so then are you going to tell me when it's a bad neighborhood? Because people will tell me how far away the transportation is. All those other things that you listed as a good, they'll be like, yeah, it's kind of far from this, that, and the other, but you have this. They'll never say, well, it's a really bad neighborhood, but you can get a big gun strapped to the roof. Like, they'll never say anything like that. I don't know what it means. Does it mean it has crime? People usually tell you if there's been a crime problem.
All right. And you can usually tell.
I don't know what it means.
You can usually tell this.
I don't know what a good... Yeah. I know what a good neighborhood and a good and bad and a bad neighborhood is. I don't know that someone saying blankly it's a good neighborhood means anything.
Especially because they don't live there. I mean, the real estate, he's trying to sell you something.
Especially because they don't fucking live there. You're so right. Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's not a good neighborhood if they do live there because they're just walking around saying words at people. Yeah, it's a good neighborhood.
And how much do real estate
agents make? It's a good neighborhood.
They probably can't afford a good neighborhood,
Wrong. Anyway, again, Burger Boy. No, dude, they make a lot of money.
I know some that do, you're right, but some probably don't.
They make a month's rent. They make your month's rent off of one deal in a lot of cases.
I'm sure they do.
So
but,
don't you think that's a good amount of money?
That's
not I'm sure they do. It's in your goddamn release. What are you talking about? I'm sure they do.
The agency takes a big cut.
Real estate is a very lucrative business,
Steve.
The oldest and most... Everyone pays. Oh, I wasn't even going to get into this shit. Okay, I hate the Sun. Everyone, I just want to get this point across. Okay, the Sun is the fucking worst. I think that there's this bizarre thing going on. Natural light is one of the stupidest fucking words I've ever heard. Oh, there's a lot of natural light. Why? Why do I need natural light? Why are we? If you want sunshine, go outside. Excuse me. If you want sunshine, I got choked up. If you want sunshine, go outside. If you want shelter, stay inside. I don't know why people need to have windows. It's utterly ridiculous. We spend all this money on heating and AC, and yet people need to have fucking windows. I don't understand. Don't understand.
Well, without
it has
windows,
a lot of natural light. Why would you let light into your house?
As a guy who's had apartments or rooms with no windows in the bedroom, you kind of go a little crazy. You need to have some sunlight.
Yeah, you know what you can do to solve that? You know what you
go
can,
outside.
And so you were locked in a prison, I assume? Yeah, you could go the fuck outside! What is wrong with people? Well, if I don't have sunlight, what are you, Superman? That you need access to the fucking beams of the sun to power yourself? Oh, it's idiotic. Oh, it's idiotic because no one I've ever known that has so much natural light turns all the lights off. No one ever does that. So either have your natural light, and then by the time the sun goes down, you don't do anything, or just have no fucking light. And I have a solution, too. I have a solution
What's
to
that?
This natural light stupid thing. Remember in Metal Gear Solid, where they'd have that thing that showed, for people don't know, it's a video game, but I'm going to describe this thing from it. There was this device that would show the background behind you and project it in front of you, right? And it would make you invisible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, there's a thing called fiber optics, which kind of do that. And they kind of do transmit light. Why don't we have fiber optic windows? And then you can shoot the light in and keep the fucking heat out. I don't understand.
Well, that sounds
I don't
like
understand why we don't
I
have
can't
that.
Just do on my own and make a fiber optic window.
Well, it sounds like something that's idiotic. The idea that people are like, oh, it's so hot in the summer. Because I'll tell you what, it was hot here, and I had a migraine, and so I shut all my shades, and so it was very dark in my house, and I barely had my AC on, and I turned it off for most of the day. It was a heat wave, upwards of 90 to 100 degrees. shades shut, no AC, I was fine. Why? Because of the sun. And it's this fucking hack thought open. Oh, it's natural lighting. Okay, you're aware that's making your house hotter. So, I'm just very annoyed by it. It seems like something that fixes itself. People are like, oh, it's so sunny out. I want natural lighting. It's like, what? What? What are you talking about? It's so odd. Does that not freak you out? Am I the only one freaked out by those two statements?
I just think, you know, just open your window when the moon's out, and it'll even itself out.
To get that moonlight in.
Yeah.
How much moonlight does it get? No one ever says that. Well, what's my access to the moon? I need to see many celestial bodies from inside my fucking house. Buy a goddamn telescope. Keep your shades shut, and when you want to see shit, you go outside, and you can look at the sun all you want. I don't understand. I don't understand. And natural light's never useful. It's not even like we're harnessing it. We're not. I don't know why we don't have solar panels on every window. I don't know why we don't have fiber optic windows. I don't know why we're not requiring people to be windowless. And I'm dead serious about that one.
Doesn't the sunlight have healing properties?
No.
What about vitamin D? Doesn't it?
I'm sorry. Am I
it?
Supposed to? Am I supposed to? I wonder if we can make vitamins, or if you only need, like, 10 minutes in the sun to get all the vitamin D you need. And you're not getting any inside. So are you, again, are you Superman? Are you like, my vitamin D is low. Let me go through the window. Oh, I'm empowered! Superman. Meanwhile, in the Hall of Doom, we have no windows. What shall we do? Like, what are you talking about? It's nonsense. No one's using it. No one's making use of not using it, and it's starting to piss me off.
I bet.
Why do you need sun in your house? It's your house.
Research has been done on the benefits, or should I say?
Again, this is a hack thought. Mm-hmm. You bet the research has been done. You bet that this is the right way to do it. You're afraid of change. You're afraid of change.
So
why? Because you're used to it. You're afraid that people will call you.
Board up my windows.
Who says you don't have to stay in your house? Do you think that if I spend all my fucking time in my house and I have the shades open, somehow I'm less of a recluse? See? That proves that your bullshit is all from societal peer pressure. Oh, well, he stays in his house all day, but he's got those windows wide fucking open. He's got enough sun to light ants on fire in there. He's not a recluse. He never leaves the goddamn house, but boy, he's got sunlight all up in there.
I got the sunlight coming in. People can see me.
It's a fucking Gobi Desert in there.
Home. I have no problem.
They can look right in and see him never leaving. Boy, he's got a lot of friends. Him and the sun are friends. Him, the sun, the moon, and the stars. They all go in. They all shine their little happy fucking lights into his house because it would be, they'd look like a weirdo if they were hot and shut all the shades. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm getting annoyed by it.
Well, I think you're a little. I think you are overreacting to people enjoying the sun.
No, they're not. Let me tell you, they're not enjoying the sun, because I hear people complaining about AC, and I hear people complaining about lights and things like that. So they're not enjoying the sun.
Okay, yeah. Gets the glare on the TV. That's always annoying. Listen. Yeah,
enough reason to blow that fucking thing out of the sky alone.
I was just about to say, let's nuke glare it. On TVs. You convinced me. Just let's send the whole payload over. Let's end this bullshit.
You couldn't nuke the sun. The sun itself is a nuclear explosion. You couldn't nuke it.
I know, but if we just put enough juice into it, I feel like we could.
Did you know?
I did.
Did you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could picture it. I could picture our nukes just going in and just bloop, just going to get sucked up by the sun and, like, nothing happening. I can see it.
Okay. Well, hold on. I don't know. It's too much. It's too much to go through.
Yeah, I mean, let's not get into astro.
You've dissuaded my anger with confusion. Mike hurt himself in his confusion. Super effective. So, my other point is this. You were going on that stupidity about people making money. I'm really starting to get upset by like tipping. Okay, what is tipping? Tipping's not a real. You're not actually making a choice out of the goodness of your heart. It's essentially like a marketing thing, right? Like, essentially, this food costs $2.95, but you have to tip. So it really costs $4. If they were to pay all the waitresses and staff properly, it would cost $5 or $6 for the $2.50 food, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a marketing thing, is that you tip the person and you do. That's all it is. It's not really a real fucking choice, okay? Tax is starting to annoy me. You might as well, like what you were saying about, which is idiotic. Well, real estate agents, they have to pay. Everyone has to pay taxes and has bills. But it's like tax on these things is like they try and make it like, well, you got to pay tax. Yeah, everyone has to pay tax. No one ever does it the other way. Like, it's $6.95, but with my electricity bill, that comes out to $9. It's like, what the fuck? It has nothing to do with the price. Like, that is such a weird marketing thing where people, like, they put that on there and they expect me to be like, oh, well, you have to pay tax. It's like, no, that's your business, man. I don't have to know about it. They make it seem like, well, we have to pay tax on
it. It's a great way. Oh, cool, hey? It's a great way to make the price point seem lower, though. That's all you're saying.
Yeah, but it really isn't, though, because the waitress thing and the waiter thing is that, like, okay, you don't pay that much and you tip. You kind of get to feel like you're being a good person, even though it's really required. And so there's a little bit of a marketing thing to it that, like, I've done good. They are my slavey, and here you go, slave. Here you go, sandwich slave. Take from me a pittance, for I pity you in your sandwich-carrying hands. I have deemed light upon you and your French fry-ridden shoes. So there's sort of a thing that makes people feel like they have a little butler serving them coffee, right? But taxes, that's just a bummer. And it's not, like, why are you telling me? Why? Okay, Deepa, what about this? What if I said I had a restaurant and I did that? And I was like, okay, yeah, it's $6.95 with tax, but it's $8 with the cost of I need a new boiler.
I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Exactly. But people think like, well, you have to pay tax. Yes, there is a tax on things, but it's not. It doesn't have to be applied there. They just have to figure it out at the end of the fucking year. It's so weird. It doesn't mean anything.
It's just how people describe the price.
Anyway,
dog.
Back on the sun.
Yeah.
What would happen? You are gonna have a breakthrough one day. You're gonna listen back to this show, and you're gonna hear how stubborn you sound, and how nothing changes in the world because it's just the way people do it. It doesn't matter.
I do listen back sometimes. And I do have those
nothing
revelations.
Can change.
Like, man, I should have been.
The world was never different. The world is always. The caveman emerged from the cave. He saw his shadow on the fire, and he said, "Perhaps there is an above world." And he climbed to the top of the cave, and they said, "There's a toll to get out of the cave. Do you need a club?"
All right. So what's this business about the sun?
$4.95.
What's your solution for the sun? You know, just tell everyone to fucking board up their windows.
The Platonic story I was telling, or Socrates, whichever old asshole did that thing with the cave, that was also about the sun. So I was on theme somehow. What would happen if you shut? Do you really think that if you always kept your shades shut, people would think less of you? I think you do think that.
I mean, as an overthinker, yes, but that's a unique scenario. I'm not saying everyone else thinks that way.
As an overthinker. Was your father overthinker?
Yes, he was, actually.
I'm half overthinker on my mother's side.
Oh, dude, that's the best. When your father is only the overthinker, that's
the
best.
Do you vote overthinker?
Do you vote?
Stop identifying yourself as things. Okay. What would you think? It's not an overthinker. You're incredibly influenced by peer pressure. What would happen if you kept your shades shut and your house was cooler all the time?
The passerby will say, "Oh, what a."
Well, what?
What a ragtag bunch of crazy loons over there.
Is that what you think when you see someone's shades closed?
Well, if I were to walk by a house and they always had their shades closed, you could never see inside. You never saw anyone outside. You never see them doing anything.
And mind your own goddamn business.
No, I need to see, dude. Let me.
I don't want to know what's going on. What do you need to see in their house?
I need to see your dog. I need to.
Should
see
I give
food.
You a fucking tour too?
Yeah.
Who cares? Don't look at my food. That's my food. Get away. Weirdo.
I need to see your patio. I need to see your indoor furniture, your side paneling.
Ugh.
These are the.
That's creepy.
This is how you learn about people.
That's really creepy.
This is how you do profile on people.
No, it isn't. Spying on them in their house?
A little bit.
This
yeah,
is
I
so
mean,
creepy.
Look through their window. You know, see who people are about.
It's weird. And so you think that people, if they can't ever, as if someone's coming by and keeping score. 224, Greenway Drive, windows closed again. 226, windows open. Looks like we've got a new mayor. Because they kept their windows open.
It's nonsense. It's like approaching.
It's utter shit.
It's approaching an evil man with your palms open and showing you're vulnerable. You are no danger to this person.
As opposed to what?
That you are
so
a danger.
In your mind, they're building
hand
weapons
on
in
the,
their house?
Yeah. Yeah, let them know I'm not.
So people that have their shades shut are building weapons?
They could be.
Is that
they
really
could be
what
growing.
You think?
They could be growing illegal plants. They could be plotting
and
illegal
so
things.
And so yes, they're growing sorghum when they're not in a.
Well, listen, I believe
ooh,
in the police
kudzu?
State, so
hopefully
we're going to go down a dark road.
Hopefully
here.
They're not growing. Hopefully they're not growing kudzu. In their house. That's an illegal plant. You believe in what?
No, listen, I believe in the police state.
Okay.
No, listen, I'm just joking around when I say people should look into my home and make a judgment about who I am. I of course, will do that if they leave their
window
open.
I don't think you are joking around.
I know how to make those judgments.
You don't. I'd like to say that again. No one knows how to size people up. Stop being prejudiced and bigotous and stop trying to size people up. No one is Sherlock Holmes. Well, I can tell from the scuff on your pants that you've been masturbating into a cubed vesicle. Shut up. You don't know anything. Ask people. So, but on the other hand, I don't think you're joking. I think you do think people think you're weird. I know you can't express it because, of course, it's a hack thought and you don't know how you've been, you know, how you've gotten this crappy thought. But I do think you think people think you're weird if you have your windows shut.
Well, can I tell you about a pivotal moment in my life that had to...
Let me tell you about a pivotal moment.
That had to do with windows? All right. I was in the eighth grade, baby.
It's a window story.
I was in the eighth grade and I shared
tell the story.
I shared a backyard.
Just keep talking. Ignore the music.
It's so hard to.
Don't talk in rhythm either. You're not a fucking poet here, buddy.
Okay.
You're not.
All right. I'm
gonna
keep going. So I was in the eighth grade. I shared a backyard with a classmate in my class. It was crazy. We had our houses were completely like connected to each other. Like she could just walk out of her patio and then go into my patio, you know? And she had this huge party.
Patio land.
She had this huge party where like all the cool kids from the class showed up at her house and they all decided to mob into my backyard and onto my patio. No, what I was doing on that fateful
patio
fucking what I was doing just inside the patio door was eating an entire Domino's pizza to myself, right? Typical Friday night for me. Shouldn't have mentioned Domino's there. I'm sorry, Mike. But I was eating an entire Domino's pizza while watching the children's show Arthur. Okay? That was what I was doing on a Friday. It was a regular
Friday. Were you smoking pot at the age of 8? What are you doing?
No, this is, this is sober
PBS
me.
And eating pizza. That sounds great.
Arthur is a pretty good show if you're young. Pretty good show. It has some dynamic moments.
It's a good show anyway.
Yeah. But that was, anyway. So,
James Brown doing the theme song?
Whoever it was, whatever. So anyway, all the cool kids show up at
it's
my...
It's James Brown. No, it's not. James Brown does Magic School Bus. Someone else awesome does. I forget who it is.
Yeah, I think it's Freddie Mercury.
Someone...
Anyway, so all the cool kids show up at the patio. They knock on the window.
Let's do 3 Freddie Mercury Arthur jokes. Let's get some song titles in there. Aardvarkian Rhapsody.
More Than a School Bus.
More Than a Feeling is by Boston.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know any of the songs by Queen.
Queen. Yeah, good. You got Queen. Aardvarkian Rhapsody is probably the best we're going to do, to be honest. So what's the issue? That you had no privacy? So I'm right?
Well, okay, let me just get to this fucking pinnacle here, okay? The hottest chick in the class.
The pinnacle.
Hottest chick in the class.
Oh, man. Her and those sweet 8-year-old fucking tits.
At the time,
she
it was legal.
She struts her 8-year-old.
At the time, it was legal.
How old were you?
She looks in.
Seriously.
She looks
How
in.
Old are you? How old are you? Seriously.
13 or something. 13, 14.
Okay.
And she looks in and she goes, are you watching Arthur? And it was.
And before then, you were in there, right?
Yeah,
you were
I was
practically
so cool
under
to them.
Her bra.
I was so cool to them before.
Oh yeah, yeah. Before then, confident Deepu who was like, "Hey, baby, why don't you come over? We're gonna eat a Domino's and watch PBS, babies. I'm gonna bring you an orgasm by viewers like you. Ooh, you get a half a slice of Domino, and I get a slice of that ass. Is that what you said before, or is it more likely that it didn't matter what you fucking thought of you?"
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter, but it was traumatizing.
You were watching Arthur anyway. What, were you going to change who you were?
If I could change
you were
it.
Gonna, she was going to become your girlfriend, and you were going to be
show,
like, oh, yeah, no, I don't like watching
like
TV
UFC.
And eating an entire pizza.
Well, it's hard for them to discern how much pizza I was eating, but, I mean, the truth was I was just, like, depression eating myself.
In your fucking theory. In your own theory, the benefit to the open windows is getting to know true people. So your own batard, sir, here you go. I'd ask you to hoist yourself if you would. is that you were saying that by having your windows open, one could simply know the true nature of people. Your true nature, as it were, was eating pizza and watching Arthur.
Yep.
Fine. I think that's a very nice thing to do. But now you've decided that you would... Again, this is how I know it's peer pressure, Deepu. In your mind, your windows are open all the time, and you there's a smoke machine going every time you walk into a room, and you gracefully sit down. Your pants never go below your waist to reveal your buttocks crack. You're constantly elegant and watching exactly what other people think is cool.
No, this is just...
This is your theory.
Well, okay, yeah, no, I'm sticking with the theory. This story is just about the power of windows. The power of looking inside someone's home.
There could have been some other girl who was there that day. And like most, I think our listeners would say, hey, he was watching Arthur and eating a pizza. Like, that's a guy I want to hang out with. Instead, you've decided, and this is how I know you're ruled by peer pressure, is that, oh no, the hottest girl who I've never talked to, the hottest girl who's probably barely even looking female, oh man, she's so hot and I know nothing about her, comes in and doesn't like the things I like. Boy, I screwed up my life. Idiotic.
Well, you know, these are the truths we live by. These are the truths we live by.
These are the truths you live by. These are the truths you live by. I'm asking you to open your mind.
All right. Well, I'll think about it. No. And open my mind. Close the window. All right. See ya.
Open. Goddamn, that's the book title. Open Your Mind, Close the Window by Deepu Gill. A story. A story about how he got laid when he was 13 years old by having his window open and saying, "Hear ye, world! I watch cartoons about bunnies and other marsupials. And I eat pizza from a company named after an okay board game." Hear me! And thus unto him came naked 13-year-olds, a boy prodigy, sexing everything in him. What would you have done? I know you, Deepu. What would you... I mean, you...
I would have put on something manly. Put on a manly TV show. Something okay, men watch.
What would you have done with this girl? What did 13-year-old Deepu know about pleasing women?
Nothing.
What would you have done?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I would have held doors open for her and been a bitch. What did you need a girlfriend for?
Because she didn't let you ever watch Arthur. Yeah. You're going to be like, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. Watch Arthur. Pepperoni. You have known. Why did you need a girlfriend? Why did it matter? Oh, baby, you come over here. I'm gonna arch your vox. Listen to the rhythm of my 13-year-old dick. What did you need one for?
I mean, weren't you ever embarrassed? Didn't you ever have a moment like this in your life? Looked into your home.
You talk about toppings. I'm talking about being on top and getting in. Show you pepperoni. Did you know, I didn't know until I was much older, that pepperoni came in, like, sausage form and that they sliced it?
You didn't know that?
Did not understand how they got it did not understand how they got it circly.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, good night, everyone. Keep your doors open and your cocks free. Hey, we have another amazing sponsor on the show. So go to Eat Cheenies on everything. Eat, and then it's C-I-N-I, and it's these amazing little rice balls they make. We made a video together, and it's a local Boston company. They're awesome, and go there on Facebook. You can look up Eat Cheenies, E-A-T, a space? Would it kill you to give them a space in there to hit this? What is your space bar charging you? C-I-N-I.